Kieran, we've just lost 4-1 here, but ignoring the first half, that was a good performance, wasn't it?
Well, as I've just said to Mike from the Surrey Comet, you know, the injury crisis at the moment is really taking its toll, and tonight was, I think, one game too many. We defended atrociously in the first half, but it was one of those games that we seem to have won a season. Everybody does, you know. And tonight it's happened, but all credit to them. Second half, they come out, rolled their sleeves up and worked hard, and we got away with 4-1 from being 4-0 down at half time.
What sort of thing can you say to the players at half time in a game like that, though?
What we stress about when we have to play certain formations like we had to play tonight, we played that formation obviously because we've got a lot of injuries. We lost Liam after 2 minutes, and Max came on and done the job there. But the thing about it is, when you don't play the system you're supposed to be playing, it only takes one player, and tonight it was Mark Jones, that took it upon himself to have an off night, for want of a better word. And then you get your centre-halves all pulled out of position, and you get situations where it becomes one-on-one, and then all of a sudden you see what happens. You go 2-3 goes down. So what we said at half-time was that we should concentrate on what we're supposed to be doing as a back four, defend the ball properly, and take it from there.
And they responded. I mean, we got the one goal, and we had quite a few chances second half.
Yeah, 2 or 3 kicked off the line, and we passed it about quite nicely at times. But it was just one game too many for us tonight. It caught up with us, and hopefully we'll have a couple back for Saturday.
Okay, I understand Liam Collins has gone off to hospital. Can you tell us any more about that?
He has. He's got a nasty blow on the head. He was in with the physios, and he was suffering from a loss of memory, really. I mean, he knew who he was and things like that, so hopefully it's not too bad. But they took him up to the hospital for precautions, and he seems to have had a really bad headache, so hopefully he's not got concussion or anything like that. As yet, we're not quite sure.
Okay, cheers.